Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah Muzzammil. Central theme and relationship with the previous surah. This surah and Surah Muddassir, which is the surah following it, are very similar to one another. The same mood pervades them and together they form a pair. Most exegetes regard them to be very early Meccan surahs. However, a deliberation on their contents reveals that they were revealed at the time when the opposition of the affluent among the Quraysh to the call of Islam had reached such an extent that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continuously remain worried and thoughtful on this situation. It is hard to imagine the sorrow and distress of a person who has become a target of allegations and sarcasm from everyone in his surroundings, even though he had been deputed by the Almighty to reform these very surroundings. In these circumstances, it is but natural for him to prefer seclusion and isolation from others. When he stands up, he covers himself with his shawl. When he walks, he wraps himself in it. When he sits, he seeks its refuge. And when he lies down, he hides himself in it. The reason for this is that it is only his shawl which affords him the opportunity to immerse himself deep into his soul, and it is through his shawl that he gets comfort and satisfaction in seeking the nearness of God. Every person who is vigilant in his responsibilities towards his Creator and fellow brethren has some experience of what is stated above. However, the matter of the prophets of God is totally different. They are very affectionate and caring towards their fellow human beings and are very sensitive regarding the responsibilities imposed on them by their Creator. When, in spite of their tremendous struggle and efforts for reformation, they see the animosity of people is only increasing, they think that perhaps they themselves are at fault. This augments their worries. The effect of this is that instead of assuring themselves by blaming others, they isolate and seclude themselves in order to find a solution to this state of affairs. In this mental state, they feel that their shawl is their greatest sympathizer, hiding in which they can detach themselves from their surroundings. A person enshrouded in his shawl is called Muzzammil. By addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this manner, the Almighty has portrayed this thoughtful nature of his. It is a very affectionate address. By addressing him in such an affectionate manner, he is guided to the way which will relieve him of this sorrow and sadness, and instill in him the strength and determination essential to counter the circumstances he is facing and will be facing in future. In other words, through this surah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also encouraged and inspired so that he is able to defy the adverse circumstances he is facing. He is simultaneously informed of a very effective method which will lift his spirits and provide him with determination. Analysis of the Discourse, Section 1, Verses 1 to 14. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is directed to regularly offer the tahajjud prayer by night and to recite the Quran in it in slow, measured tones. This shall soothe and strengthen his mind and soul and enable him to bear the heavy burden of his responsibilities that shall be entrusted to him during the course of his mission of prophethood. In the daytime also, there is an opportunity for him to glorify the praises of his Lord. So he should keep in remembrance the name of his Lord and seek refuge in his mercy. He is the Lord of the East and the West, and so the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam should entrust all his matters to him. With patience should he ignore the nonsensical acts of his enemies and leave their matter to God, who is enough to take them to account. Section 2, Verses 15 to 19. The Quraysh are warned that just as the Almighty had sent the Prophet Moses sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the Pharaoh to bear witness to the truth before him, he also sent towards them a prophet. They should keep in mind the fate of the Pharaoh and his nation, and that if they also adopt the attitude the Pharaoh had adopted, their fate will be no different. They should remember the day whose horror will make children gray-haired, the day with whose burden the sky will cleave asunder. The Quran is an admonition which is meant to remind people of this great event. Therefore, he who wants his own well-being should remain on the right path. Otherwise, he should get ready to face dire consequences. Section 3, verse 20. The last verse of this surah was revealed in Medina. In it, the directives of the Tahajjud prayer mentioned at the beginning of the surah have been modified, being reduced in their extent. However, with this reduction, certain other alternatives have been suggested to compensate for it, which will be helpful in protecting the real purpose and are in accordance with the new circumstances which have arisen. Text of the surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid 'alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila inna sanulqi 'alayka qawlan thaqila inna nashi'atal layli hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila wazkur isma rabbika wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا إنا لدينا أنكالا وجحيما وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا إنا أرسلنا إليكم رسولا شاهدا عليكم كما أرسلنا إلى فرعون رسولا فعسى فرعون الرسول فأخذناه أخذا وبيلا فكيف تتقون إن كفرتم يوما يجعل البلدان شيبا السماء منفطر به كان وعده مفعولا إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثه وطائفة من الذين معك والله يقدر الليل والنهار علم أن لن تحصوه فتاب عليكم فاقرؤوا ما تيسر من القرآن علم أن سيكون منكم مرضى وآخرون يضربون في الأرض يبتغون من فضل الله وآخرون يقاتلون في سبيل الله فاقرؤوا ما تيسر منه وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Translation of the Surah. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. O ye enfolded in the shawl, stand by night but a little, half the night, or decrease it a little, or increase it a little more, and recite the Quran in a slow, measured tone. Soon we shall lay on you the burden of a heavy word. Indeed, this rising by night is very suitable for the heart's resolve and for the comprehension of speech. During the daytime also, you have a lot of time for glorifying the Almighty, and remember the name of your Lord, and devote yourself entirely to Him. He only is the Lord of the East and the West. There is no God but He. Therefore, take Him alone as your guardian, and bear with patience what they say, and with dignity ignore them. And leave the matter of these rejecters who enjoy the comforts of life to Me, and give them a little respite. We have in store for them fetters and the fire of hell and choking food and a very painful torment. On the day when the earth and the mountains shall tremble and the mountains shall be as if they are disbanding heaps of sand. To you people we have sent forth a messenger as a witness upon you, just as we sent a messenger to the Pharaoh. Then the Pharaoh disobeyed this messenger, so we seized him in a dreadful manner. So how then will you, if you also deny, save yourself from the day which will make the children old. The sky is ripping apart with its burden, and the promise of God is certain to be fulfilled. This is a reminder. So whoever wants, he can take the path of his Lord. Your Lord indeed knows that you stand about two-thirds of the night, or half, or one-third of it, and so does a group among your companions. And God alone appoints the day and the night in due measure. He knew that you would not be able to follow this, so he turned towards you mercifully. Recite then from this Quran as much as you are able to. He knows that there are those among you who will be sick, and others who will be traveling to seek the bounty of God, and others who will be fighting for the cause of God. Recite then from this as much as is possible for you, and diligently adhere to the prayer, and pay zakah, and lend to God a befitting loan. And whatever good you send forth for yourselves, you shall find it with God better than before, and greater in reward. And keep seeking God's forgiveness. Indeed, God is most forgiving, ever merciful.